that's my problem.
Too much barbecue.
All right, a little blues from Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows to put us in the mood today. Too Much Barbecue is the song, and I got to say, there's no such thing as too much barbecue. I usually start this little segment off by saying, I got the food, D's got the beer, it's time to feed the resistance. Well, things are going to roll a little differently today. I forgot the food, D's not here. But we're still going to feed the resistance. I got a special guest in the studio with me today. Nate's here from Tyrol Basin, and more importantly, the Basin Barbecue. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me.
The spread that you brought of food and beer both is amazing. I can't wait to dig into this. Let's start, though, by just talking a little bit about the Basin Barbecue restaurant. It's open during the summertime only.
Yep, during
the
summer
that,
only.
First of all.
So We try to make a barbecue that is traditional as we can. So we have a completely wood-fired smoker, so we're only open during the warm months because that's the only time we can get the smoker warm enough to cook.
Okay. I ate out there a couple of weeks ago, and the setting is just amazing. It reminds me kind of like a European ski chalet. I'm sitting right at the foot of the ski hill. I'm out on the patio, which even adds more to the atmosphere there, and then this wonderful food that you're serving up, and out in the middle of nowhere, basically. It's such a cool location.
Yeah, Tyrol is a beautiful place, both winter and summer, and we're really trying to get people out there in the summer to see what we get to see all of the time. You know, you're tucked down in a basin, in a valley, beautiful scenery, and we do our best to make some really good food.
The food is pretty amazing. You have your own beer that is brewed by the folks at Capital, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have Tyroler. It's a traditional Zwickel beer, which is a traditional Austrian or German lager that Capital makes us. It's super good. They make it for us in small batches that we sell only at Tyrol.
Beautiful. So tell me a little bit about the food that you brought with you today.
So we got a selection of barbecue here. We have our house-made hot link or sausage link. So we make this sausage in-house. So we grind all the meat.
Wow.
We smoke it. Super good. Then we got some of our ribs, which you've had them. They're pretty tasty.
They're fantastic, yes.
brisket, which we're kind of focusing on or going to talk about more today. And then we got three styles of our burnt end. So we do a burnt end sampler out there, which is kind of unique to barbecue restaurants in general. So we feature four types of burnt ends on our sampler all of the time. It's a traditional brisket burnt end, which most people are familiar with. Then we do a pork belly burnt end, a poor man's burnt end, which is made off of beef chuck, and then a duck burnt end, which I don't know anybody else who tries to do anything related to that.
Right. Very good. Well, let's give it a try and see how this tastes. And see, usually about this time you hear me whining about the fact that I have to reheat stuff in the microwave. You brought all the fancy stuff to keep it warm from the restaurant all the way to here. So
we want to make sure we got a good product. And it transported pretty well, which I'm happy with.
As did the beer. The beer goes really well with this. And it's not just Tyroler beer you're serving out there. You have a whole full bar out there.
Yep. Yeah, we have 12 draft lines. We regularly change those up, but we try to keep most of our tap beer to craft. Tyroler is always featured on one line, but we have, you know, a selection from all the different good local breweries. You know, anything from Pseudo Sud, stuff from Ale Asylum, they're great to work with. Sometimes with their Capital beers, stuff from Wisconsin Brewing, Spotted Cow, I mean, you got to have that.
Of course.
So we feature a lot of different good craft beers on our tap system, and then we have full bar for whatever mixed drinks, old fashions you'd like to have.
Can't go without an old fashioned in Wisconsin. Let's talk a little bit about that brisket. You said you wanted to focus on the brisket a little bit today. Tell me about the brisket.
Brisket is our specialty. We spend a lot of time trying to perfect what we offer in brisket. Brisket is a difficult product to consistently have a good offering of, I would say, based on all of the other barbecue that I've had in Wisconsin. I put my brisket against anybody out there. We have a wonderful, consistent, tender, smoked brisket, and we keep it pretty simple. Our rub is very basic, as close to Texas-style brisket as we feel we can get.
Okay.
So it's a salt and pepper dry rub.
You say that, I can really taste the pepper in there. Yeah, absolutely.
We do kind of create a sin in the barbecue world. We rub our brisket with mustard as well, which Texans would hang us for. So. But it helps us create the brisket that we offer, which is very consistent. It's very tender all the time, and people love it.
All right. Real quickly before we wrap things up here, what else is happening out at Tyrol Basin in the summertime? You got the bar. You got the restaurant. What other activities?
So we have a 18-hole disc golf course out there.
Nice.
We also offer that you can come and hike around the hill to view the scenery or get some exercise. We feature a couple different events during the summer out there. The Beast Mode Archery Challenge is one of the events that we have out there on a couple different weekends.
Explain that, please.
It is a athletic competition with an archery component. A bit like Tough Mudder or a mud run,
okay.
But then there is a shooting aspect to that, an archery component.
Okay.
We offer an ultra-competitive one called the Beast Mode Challenge on one weekend, and then we have an event called King of the Hill, which is only 3D shooting. That we have that at the end of July, beginning of August, coming up here. And that one, there isn't so much of an athletic component other than walking from target to target up a ski hill.
It's which more, is pretty athletic in itself.
It is. You'll get a lot of steps in, but it's primarily just archery focused, that event. The restaurant is open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We offer just pizza on Wednesdays, pizza we make in-house. And then Thursday and Fridays is our awesome barbecue. And we add fish fry in on Fridays because it's Wisconsin and
you gotta have to fish fry.
It's a great place to come out to. Changing scenery gets you out of the city. You know, we're just outside Mount Horeb, which we like to get across to all the Madison folks, is we're only about 15, 20 minutes away, depending on where you live in the Madison area. It's a quick shot out there and a good place to spend a couple hours and relax.
All right. Where do I go for more information on all the stuff happening at Tyrol Basin?
TyrolBasin.com, our website, or you can follow us on all the different social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We post everything on our socials and along with our website.
Perfect. Nate from Tyrol Basin and the Basin Barbecue Restaurant at Tyrol Basin. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for the food. Thanks for the drink.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance thanks to UW Provision with two locations, the Meat Market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. And thanks to the Basin Barbecue Restaurant, Views, Brews, and Barbecues at Tyrol Basin. We do this every Friday morning right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.